Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
From an undisclosed broadcasting location.
This is a test. For the next 60 seconds, this station will conduct a test of the emergency broadcast system.
America, here comes the relief from the pain. Unapologetically, this is Lock and Load with Bill Brady.
All right, hour number three. This is Lock and Load. And as we do, I always like to close the week out by having another conversation with the biggest writer in the gun space. And that is Dean Weingarten. Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon, Bill. Glad to be here.
Yes, sir. Now, this one of your latest, I've been waiting on this to happen somewhere. And as far as I know, this is the first one of its type that I've seen. Have there been other cases about this that I haven't seen?
Well, there's a case in Texas. In the Western District, that's similar. And then there's the Fifth Circuit on appeal with a three-judge panel has ruled in a similar case the same way. So we actually have three separate cases. Now, the Texas court is in the Fifth Circuit, but they were ruling on a different case, not the one in the Western District of Texas. They were ruling on one, I think, in the Northern District of Texas.
Right.
So there actually are three cases going in two different circuits, one in Kentucky and then two in Texas.
Well, let's talk about this one in Kentucky, because now we have a ruling on this one. That how much is this going to change things, I wonder? Tell me about this.
Well, this is it's expected. I would expected this under the Bruin decision. The Bruin decision says you ain't going to treat that Second Amendment like a second class citizen anymore. It's a fundamental constitutional right, and it deserves the same respect and deference as other amendments in the Bill of Rights, like the First Amendment and the Fourth Amendment. And it says you can't just do a interest balancing test to determine if the Second Amendment applies or not. Now, an interest balancing test is where you say, oh, the government says we want to do this because it's good for society. And the court says, well, we offer deference to the legislature because they know what they're doing, and therefore the Second Amendment doesn't apply. Well, in Bruin, the Supreme Court said, no, that's not the way it works. And so in this federal court in Lexington, it's the Eastern District of Kentucky, what happened was that a man was given a domestic violence order, which is a type of restraining order. His name was Sherman Kelvin Combs. And it required that he be disarmed, because that's what the federal law says for people who get domestic restraining orders in a domestic violence case. Now, it's worth noting that a restraining order offers very minimal due process. Combs, it wasn't required that he be appointed an attorney, and he did not have access to a jury to determine what was fact and what was not in the case. So a few days later, it's alleged that Combs purchased a .357 revolver from a federally licensed dealer. And on the form 4473, he said he was not subject to a domestic violence restraining order. Now, this is unusual. There's only a couple hundred cases like this that happen generally in a year.
Right.
Versus hundreds of thousands of times. Well, let's see, over a year, it might be a couple hundred thousand times where people are, the NICS system says they're not allowed to purchase firearms. but there's a couple hundred of those in a year that get prosecuted. This one was prosecuted, and he was charged in federal court with two counts. The first was possessing a firearm in violation of 18 U.S.C. Section 922G8, which is possessing or receiving a firearm when you're under a domestic violence restraining order. And the second count was for lying, claiming that he was not under a restraining order on Form 4473. So the maximum penalty for each count is 10 years in prison and a $250,000 fine. You know, I personally find that the prohibition on extreme and unusual punishments might apply here. I mean, you've got a paperwork charge, essentially, that you can get 10 years in prison for. Seems a little excessive to me, but that's an aside. So the actual wording of 18 U.S.C. is this: it shall be unlawful for any person who is subject to a court order that was issued after a hearing of which such person received actual notice and at which such person had an opportunity to participate, you know, doesn't show they actually have to be there, restrains such person from harassing, stalking, or threatening an intimate partner, and goes on, including finding such person represents a credible threat to the physical safety, and so on. And the second count is for any person in connection with the acquisition or attempted acquisition of any firearm or ammunition from a licensed importer, licensed manufacturer, licensed dealer, which is by far the most common, to make any false or fictitious oral or written statement or furnish or exhibit any false, fictitious, or misrepresented identification. So those are the two counts against him. Combs and his lawyers argue that count one, ban on receiving a firearm while under a restraining order, is unconstitutional. And therefore, count two, lying on the form, is not material because its purpose is to back up a unconstitutional ban. Now, the federal magistrate heard this case, and he held that the restraining order, well, he's looking for historical analogs, okay, that show a tradition of infringing on Second Amendment rights this way about the time that the Second Amendment was ratified. And about 20, 30 years later, after the Second Amendment being ratified, there were a few states that had what they call surrogate statutes, where in these statutes, if somebody alleged that you were a dangerous person, they could take you to court, and then the court could decide if the alleged conduct, if you were reasonably alleged to be a dangerous person, then you could post a bond for you to be able to carry a gun. Otherwise, you can carry a gun without a problem. So you can see that's not really very close to the law in question.
Right.
The federal law in question just bans you from keeping or having a gun. Doesn't say, well, we think you might be dangerous, therefore post some money and we'll let you carry a gun. But that's not what it does at all, not even close. So the case was appealed to the district court, because this was a magistrate case. So it went to the district court, not directly to the appeals level court. And the district court said, okay, the ban for merely having a restraining order is clearly unconstitutional because there isn't any historical precedent, not really. But
let's do this. Let's do this. We're coming up on the first break. We'll finish this on the other side. This article, which I kind of think is sort of breaking, this was published a couple of days ago. You can find it at ammoland.com along with well over 2,100 others just by Dean. All of them covering the same kind of timeless stuff. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Tactical Innovations is the ultimate one-stop shop for all your competition, law enforcement, and military needs. Home of the weapons of WIC. Now featuring the new Pit Viper. Terran is the one who trained, the one, and he is Hollywood's go-to for taking the weapons and training to the next level. His legacy of championship wins, spanning across decades, is due to his uncompromising dedication to perfection. These innovations are now offered to you at TerranTactical.com.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
All right, welcome back. This is Lock and Load. We are speaking with Dean Weingarten. We're talking about this case, which I kind of think it sets something up here. And I'll tell you what makes me so interested in this case, Dean, is that they're going to appeal this. Both of them will have reason. You say yourself, both sides have reason to appeal. If it comes back against the defendant, they'll just appeal it, and this will get in front of the Supreme Court, won't it?
I believe so, because we have two different circuit courts now, circuit courts of appeal. that have these cases in front of them. We've got the Fifth Circuit, which is Texas, essentially, and a couple other states, Louisiana, I think. And then we have this case out of Kentucky, which is in a different circuit. And both of them are saying what a lot of us have been saying for two decades. You can't just take someone's fundamental constitutional rights for a mere restraining order that can be issued in a court with very little, almost no due process. Not only that, we know these restraining orders have been abused by domestic violence or divorce lawyers for probably as long as this law has been in existence. And it's a classic case of a problem that doesn't really exist being used to go after the Second Amendment. Now, when I say a problem that doesn't exist, what we had before 1996, there were about two decades where domestic or intimate partner homicides were falling like a rock. They were tremendously reduced. They're cutting about in half. And then, in 1996, they passed the Lautenberg Amendment, of which this is a part of, saying that people who are involved in a domestic violence or convicted of domestic violence or who merely had a restraining order issued against them lost their Second Amendment rights. Now, for whatever reason, intimate partner homicides leveled off, and they stayed fairly level since 1996. Now, this stuff is in the Uniform Code of Justice. It's not in this article. I think I briefly mentioned it. But you can see it in there. Now, part of what happened is that about half of the people killed in domestic intimate partner homicides before 1996 were men. But it was mostly the men that were being killed, their percentage went way down until about 1996. Then this went into effect, and now the percentage, most of the people killed in domestic violence cases are women. So this really didn't solve any problems. It just created a bunch more problems. I think that anybody who's followed this Lautenberg law realized from the beginning it was unconstitutional to use a mere restraining order to do away with the rights protected by the Second Amendment.
I just see, I mean, you know, they recently passed, what is it, the bipartisan something or other, which incentivizes red flag laws.
Yeah.
And so they've sort of federalized that, and I kind of sort of see this as a way to throw away.
Well, it's the same kind of situation.
Yeah.
The red flag laws have very little due process in them. I mean, and the idea that you can take someone's fundamental rights without them being ever being convicted of any crime is anathema to the American system of justice. And so I think the Supreme Court will, I think a case like this will get to the Supreme Court, and very likely the Supreme Court, unless, you know, something tragic happens to several Supreme Court justices and Biden appoints, you know, two or three more Supreme Court justices to the Supreme Court that are leftist ideologues.
Right. Alito, the current crop are pretty young. I mean, Gorsuch and Kavanaugh and Barrett. I mean, the two old guys are Alito and Thomas. So, I mean, they're not old.
They're not that old.
No.
And Thomas, he's my favorite Supreme Court justice. Talk about a brilliant mind and courageous. Wow. I mean, he gets skewered by the left every day. They're going to, let's see, where was it in Georgia, going to erect a statue in his honor, which he rightly deserves. He's, you know, his He's just an extraordinary legal mind and a tremendous presence on the Supreme Court. And, you know, the left doesn't want the statue up because he's black, I guess. I mean, you know, what else can you say? They claim race treason or something like that. You know, he's not spouting leftist dialogue, so he's a traitor to his race.
Oh.
Sounds very racist to me.
Yes, it does. And, that part of it, that double standard. But I really would look forward to seeing this make its way to a Thomas Alito Gorsuch Kavanaugh Supreme Court. I'd like to see
that. Yeah, I do too. And I think it probably will. Now, it's possible that there'll be other cases that'll just make this moot. You know, it'll just say, you know, all of these things that don't require a real case or a conviction in a court of law are not constitutional to take away someone's fundamental Second Amendment rights. We have other cases that or other ways this is being challenged. It's being challenged for the indictment. You know, there are there's part of this law of the 1968 law is that anyone under indictment loses their rights protected by the Second Amendment. Well, they've never been to court. There's never been a trial. They're just deemed guilty because some jury or a prosecutor indicted them.
Right.
Well, that has no historical precedent. Then we have the thing about marijuana, which is already a case in which the judge says, well, just because somebody uses an intoxicant, there is no historical precedent saying you can remove their fundamental constitutional rights.
Right. Well, do me a favor.
And that's without any process.
Yeah, yeah. Hang on right there, if you will. We're coming up on the next break. This article, Dean always has this tendency to find these articles that are, they're breaking at a time when we have things going on within the Second Amendment. It's actually a good time right now, despite all of the onslaught and everything else that's coming, to be a Second Amendment advocate, because we have so many things happening that I'm sure that the gun grabbers out there currently are, they're using a lot of Excedrin PM, most likely. We'll be right back talking to Dean Weingarten. This is Lock and Load.
At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
USA News Update. Ohio Democratic Senator Sherrod Brown says the toxic train derailment in his home state is where they need FEMA help.
I spoke to the president this morning directly, one-on-one, about this.
Earlier, Republican Governor Mike DeWine said he was told by FEMA the derailment does not qualify for its assistance due to technicalities. The White House now says it will commit federal resources for as long as it takes. At the closing bell, the Dow Jones Industrial Average rose 130 points to 33,826. The S&P 500 dropped 11 points to 4,079. The NASDAQ lost 68 points to 11,787. At least 8 firefighters are hurt, 3 seriously, while fighting a fire at a house on Staten Island, New York. The owner of the home said everything moved fast.
I saw just our screen room was filling up with smoke, and I saw some fire starting in the back corner. I just ran upstairs, grabbed the dog, and got out of there.
Dave Collins, USA News.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a 4-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only 2 documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Welcome back. We are talking with Dean Weingarten, and, we're going along. Now, let's move, if we shall. I didn't even tell you this, Dean, but let's move to this, the grizzly bear target, because this actually has function where they're showing this. What is this about? What do they come up with?
Well, a couple of years ago, I was looking for illustrations to use with my articles. And it's hard to get a picture that is in the public domain of a grizzly bear charging you. People are busy, you know, with other things, like trying to defend their lives when that grizzly bear comes. And the few videos and pictures that are out there are owned by somebody, and I can't just use them. But a couple years ago, there was this target that was created. And apparently it was created for use by the Alaskan State Parks Department. And it's a really good illustration. I mean, it's this grizzly bear has his eyes locked on you. 1 foot is up. You can see these long ivory claws on it. You see his teeth. And it's as if he's, you know, maybe about 10 foot, 15 feet from you. And it's a great target to get your adrenaline up and have you thinking about what will happen if you don't make the right shot or shots.
Yeah.
And so I said, that's a great target. And it claimed on the target there was a logo from the Alaskan State Parks. So I contacted the Alaskan State Parks and I was referred to a very helpful specialist, or a person who works in their, you know, I think public relations and social media domain. Her name is Wendy. And she was really helpful, I have to say. And she looked and tried to figure out where this target came from. And she said, you know, we're not finding any information about this target. And she said that I could use it, you know, because they couldn't find anything to indicate that they had a proprietary interest in it other than the logo, which is on the target. And she couldn't find anybody in the department that could remember how this target was created or if it was created by anybody associated with the department.
Right.
So, recently, but I was a little hesitant because I thought maybe something would pop up, so I didn't use it. And then it recently I came across the site that showed this target was being used in 2010 at a range not very far from Anchorage. And the person on the website said that it had been created by, they thought it had been created by a Alaskan State Park employee. So I went back and contacted Wendy again. And again, she was extremely helpful. You know, people who say that bureaucrats are never helpful, never do a decent job. Well, I refer them to Wendy because she did a very good job. And she looked and she worked with me to try to find somebody who might have created the target or just somebody who might know about it. But all her efforts were in vain. So, again, she gave me permission to use the target. And it is a really good target. And so nobody seems to be producing it commercially anymore. 2 years ago, somebody, there were a couple of people that were commercially producing it for sale. But they stopped. And I don't know. My conjecture is somebody from Alaskan State Parks might have contacted them and said, hey, don't use our logo on this target. But all they had to do was remove the logo. You'd think that they could do that without too much trouble.
Right.
But it's not for sale anymore, and I may use it in the future. But it is an excellent, and whoever did a really good job. And on my article, I say, anybody knows anything about this, please get in touch with Amalion so we can figure out what's going on. And recently, Freddie Real, who's the publisher and one of the owners of Amalion,
right.
Sent me an email. I don't think it's out of school to talk about it, but on it were several illustrations of a charging bear that he had somehow used some kind of special program to create. And they were really pretty good. I'll probably use one of those because there's no question about who created it. So he must have read the article and said, yeah, you know, maybe Dean could use a little help here. And he had, I mean, I wish I had his skill in doing whatever he used to create it. You know, it's a special program. They're decent. I sent them an email and said, these are really pretty good.
Well, you know, the thing about this target, and a lot of people, I don't know, when they go practice, they practice in a state that seems to be quite calm. And shooting.
Yeah, we're shooting at paper.
Yeah. it's not, you know, when you've got a bear charging at you like that, that's not a very calm moment. So you need to try to get into a mindset of I've got to get in there and I got to be fast. I better put everything in that circle if I'm going to survive. Because this guy's coming.
Exactly.
And he looks like he thinks I'm on the buffet today.
Yeah. And I did something kind of like this when I taught my concealed carry course. Because you want people to get out of that, oh, we're just shooting at paper mindset. You want to get a little adrenaline going and to have overcome also, if you can, some of the limitations that people put on themselves. And so I would do something similar. I would go down to Goodwill and buy a bunch of used shirts that were cheap. You know, they were going to sell them for rags or whatever. And then I'd put them on the Silhouette targets. So the Silhouette had a shirt on it.
Right.
And it was rather interesting. It got attention and people were more reluctant to shoot at a target with a shirt on than they otherwise would have been. I thought it was very effective. So you're precisely correct. And a lot of people go to a lot of trouble to create that tension, that sense of realism and necessity that may not be there if you're just looking at a paper target.
Right. I see a lot of people that are doing whatever it is for their self-defense setup or their self-defense training, and the gun comes out quite precise and gets poked out there. And I get that. I understand the steps that you're going to do. You're trying to create muscle memory. I get that. But at some point in this, you got to get out there, and it's going to mean you're shooting fast, and you're not going to be putting every shot in something the size of a dime. Because shooting under stress, you're trying to get hits, but you have, you know, the autopsy box. If you can get all of the shots in the autopsy box on a human, or in this case with this bear, then you're probably going to be successful.
And if you work at that, you find what your limitations are and what you have to do to get them into that box.
Right.
And not a lot more. I mean, if you've got 2 or 3 minutes per shot, you can take a lot of time, and, you know, you can relax and you can get everything just exactly perfect. I mean, I did a lot of that in bullseye shooting for the national match course.
Right.
But when you have to get them good enough and fast, it's a different mindset, and it's a different set of muscle memory. It's important to practice that, because the two are different. And I hate to say how long ago it was, but I recall back, and I was, it's probably about 50 years ago, that a friend of mine had done some shooting and training for self-defense. And I was a pretty good shot. I was on the University of Wisconsin pistol team at the time, and she said, "Here, we're going to put up this target 5 yards away. I'm going to let you hold the gun at your side, and when I tell you to shoot, bring that gun up as fast as you can and fire 5 shots at the target." I think I missed with 3.
Right. Hang on for me. Hang on for me.
Yeah.
Coming up on the break. That article just catches my that just caught my eye, because we talk about bears a lot here, Dean and I, and it's interesting to see that they have actually considered a bear bearing down on them, if you will, and coming at them hard. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Do you ever get the feeling that the world is being held together with duct tape? Every day we're thrown some new meaningless drama in the fake news to distract us from the reality we're all about to face. Between the government trying to print their way out of debt, military conflicts, the disintegration of our most trusted institutions, and a looming food shortage, preparedness is no longer a choice. It's a necessity. You can trust My Patriot Supply. Our emergency food kits come packed with tasty meals, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit for each person in your family. Self-reliance is the only alternative to government food lines. Time is running out. Become ungovernable. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and save on dozens of different emergency food kits while you can. These kits are in stock, ship fast, and arrive in unmarked boxes for your privacy. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com before the next crisis strikes. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$1,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Last time on the firing line, this is Lock and Load. We're talking with Dean Weingarten. Let's talk about the Second Amendment collective rights myth.
Oh, yeah. This is I had fun with this one, and it's a good bit of scholarship, I think.
Yeah.
So what happened here was that, for about 100 years, we've been told this lie that the Second Amendment only applies as a collective right of the states to have militias to defend against the federal government. And that really never was the purpose of the Second Amendment. It certainly wasn't the whole purpose of the Second Amendment from the time that it was ratified. And if you read the discussion at the time and the arguments, it was clear that the people referred to in the Second Amendment was everybody, well, certainly all males, but everybody who was capable of acting in a militia, but it wasn't just the militia. And certainly everybody capable of acting in the militia is a majority of voters today.
Right.
So, what we find when we do historical analysis and try to figure out where did it start, this idea that the collective right only referred to a militia, or that it was a collective right and it only referred to a militia. And David Hardy, who's a very good Second Amendment scholar, was writing about this, and he said that what happened was that the court held that the Kansas guarantee of a right to arms did not cover this person's actions in a case called City of Salina v. Blakesley on November 11th, 2005. And the Kansas right to bear arms is not as strong as the Second Amendment. And that it didn't really gain a lot of traction at the time in 1931. So that's about 26 years later, the Michigan Supreme Court rejected this collective rights theory, and it basically said, well, if we take that, it destroys the right to keep and bear arms for everybody. It just doesn't make sense. Then, in 1939, we had U.S. v. Miller. And this is a seminal case. It's the first case where the Second Amendment was directly challenged in federal court on a federal law, because in 1934, the Franklin Delano Roosevelt administration had passed the National Firearms Act of 1934. And so this case was settled at the Supreme Court in 1939. And it was set up by a Roosevelt ally who he had appointed from Congress to the Supreme Court named Hartzell Ragon. And Hartzell Ragon was the 1930s version of Chuck Schumer. So he was looking for a case where there were some clear criminals involved, unsympathetic, you know, defendants. And he refused to allow them to plead guilty in this case because he wanted the case as a test case. And then he appointed the defense attorney, and then he wrote the defense for the case when it was appealed directly to the Supreme Court without any intervening appeals courts in between, which did happen at the time. So, in the Miller case, the Supreme Court decision said, well, because this case involves a sawed-off shotgun, and nobody has given any evidence that a sawed-off shotgun can be used in a militia, therefore, we send it back down to the court that it came from. Well, by that time, Miller had been killed by some of his buddies. No defense was ever offered in the case, and it just sat there. And not much happened for the next few years. And then right during the middle of World War II, there were a couple of court decisions where appeals courts referred to the Miller case in radically different ways. And one of them said, it was a very poor reasoning on Miller. Well, it says it's a collective right because it only refers to the militia. And then another one said, well, it doesn't really apply to military arms because we don't want it to apply to military arms. Miller couldn't really have meant what he said. And so then later appeals courts, mostly after World War II, started citing those two decisions, which are known as Tots and Cases, two separate decisions. And then we got this full-blown mythology that the Second Amendment is only a collective right, which, by the way, doesn't apply to military arms, which is kind of contradictory.
Right.
And so that kept on, and the Supreme Court refused to hear any Second Amendment cases. There were a couple of people, felons who were claiming that they could not be excluded. And until 2008, at which point the Supreme Court in the Heller decision said, no, it's not a collective right. It's an individual right. And even all the leftists, the progressive judges on the Supreme Court, all agreed it was an individual right. They just said, well, it might be just an individual right to belong to a state militia. But that's far from saying it's a collective right by the state to have militias. So I would say the collective rights theory died in 2008, and it was created in 1905, and it keeps coming back kind of like a zombie in the movies. It's not really alive, but people try to resurrect it.
Looking at the history of it and everything, it's I always get a kick out of it. When that kind of stuff is going on, when you look back at the history and everything, because now with I guess from Thomas, everything's based on historical precedent and analog and everything else like that, right?
Oh yes, and it's really pretty clear if you go back and you actually read what happened historically and what happened after this collective rights myth got full blown in the 1950s, 60s, and 70s, after 1968, I would say, that's a big thing with the gun control. The scholars started going back and looking historically, and they're saying, oh, you know, they really got that one wrong. It's clear from the history that it is an individual right, and it protects people's right to have guns or have weapons and to carry them. And that became known as the standard model in academia. And it's one of the reasons why in the Heller decision, they were able to make such a strong showing, because there was a pile of academic research that had been done showing that the Miller decision, as it was interpreted by later courts, was simply wrong. And the collective rights theory was wrong.
Well, I know they get out there and do that on a regular basis, that getting out and saying, well,
right. And I see it letters to the editor all the time. Well, you're forgetting about the militia clause. No, but stating one purpose of the Second Amendment doesn't mean there aren't any other purposes. And how were you supposed to form these militias? From an armed population.
Right.
That's why it's the right of the people.
We're going to see.
If they wanted to give states rights, they would have said the right of the state to have militias.
Well, anyway, that kind of history, looking back at that always interests me to look back at that, because you do see all of the muddy stuff, everything. And nowadays, they don't even pay attention to that as well. I mean, they're doing a bunch of stuff against the Gun Control Act of 1968, but they're using it as supposedly a crutch. But in any event, we're running out of time, so hopefully we get to talk to you next week.
I hope so, too. Yeah. I expect we will. It's always a pleasure.
Yes, sir. And as for me, I'll be back on Monday. And you need to remember this. This is crucial. Crucial. It has never been about gun control. Not once. Not ever. It has been, and it's always going to be, about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest-growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high-quality distance education using time-tested materials and hands-on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing. Go to mgs.edu. MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.